Top military officials say the 2017 continuing resolution could be the worst yet. The service chiefs of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and Marine Corps all told Congress this week this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Federal News Radio's Scott Mossione joins me with more. And I guess we don't know yet, Scott, whether the CR will go to the end of the year. Despite what I hear from the Senate, it seems to be likely that it will.
Yeah, it's they have until April 28th to actually pass a continuing resolution. So it's still going to be a while before we know if there's going to be a year-long one or they're actually going to get this budget hammered down.
So why do the service chiefs say, why did they tell this panel the other day on the Hill that 2017 is somehow worse than previous years?
Right. We'll know. The services are no stranger to continuing resolutions. They've had to deal with these in 2010 all the way up until now in 2017. I think there may have been one year in between that they didn't actually have a continuing resolution. But what General Milley, who's the chief of staff of the Army, likened this to is smoking. He said, you have one cigarette, it's not going to kill you, it's not good for you. But if you do it over 20 years or 8 years in this case, that's really going to start hurting the readiness of the force. And I think that's really what he was concerned about. And, you know, it just over time, you take out these little chunks of the military and it finally adds up to something big.
Were they able to offer specifics about what could happen if the CR goes all year and they go into 2017 with the same level of funding they had in 2016?
They were. Well, the military, you know, they were expecting a little bit of a bump in 2017. So they have budgeted for, you know, the past 8 months or so for what they expected to have in 2017. So now that's going to run out. The Army especially is saying that they're not going to be able to train their military, basically. So no more boot camp starting in July. They can't take in more recruits. The Navy would have to stop aviation, flying hours, things like that. Same with the Air Force. And they also wouldn't be able to do maintenance. So, you know, a lot of these bases, one in five bases really, are in detrimental shape right now. So instead of having to do regular maintenance and making sure everything's okay, they're going to have to wait until something breaks and then fix it, which ends up being more expensive in the long run.
And it slows them down. You report the Marine Corps would cancel flight operations for 24 squadrons.
Yeah.
And so there goes their readiness. And you're reporting that the Air Force would defer about 2,000 new recruiting actions until 2018. Of course, if 2018 is the same as 2017, then maybe they would keep deferring them.
And one thing that Congress asked them is this the new norm? Should the military just prepare for a continuing resolution every year? And what General Milley, the chief of staff of the Army, what he said was that would be basically malpractice on congressional standards.
Interesting. So they really sort of gave it to Congress in a tough way.
Yeah, at least in that sense. But you still have to remember that the Defense Department isn't audited. So we don't really know how much of this money they really need. They have $603 billion budgeted by Donald Trump for next year. Right now, they're working with about $570 billion. And then you add in OCO, it gets up to, you know, $617 billion about.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossione. And of course, service chiefs always want to overstate. There's always sandbagging going on by both sides here in these budget debates, but do you get the sense that this is more than just sandbagging, that they are really serious about what they might not have?
I think that they're serious about what they might not have in this year, but we always have to remember that the Defense Department, like I was saying, is not audited. About a year ago, a report came out saying that the Defense Department could save $125 billion over the next 5 years without firing anyone. That's purely through just streamlining IT and making better contracts. So the Defense Department is a huge, bloated, and wasteful department. Without that auditing, without being careful and knowing what they're doing with their money, it seems like, you know, they just get the money that they need and they can just go ahead and say, Congress will always give us the money that we need. So it's important that they stop and maybe think a little bit more about what they're going to do with the money that they spend. And continuing resolution may be able to do that.
So the debate goes on and on. I guess this goes back to the Eisenhower, these kinds of debates.
The military-industrial complex.
You also visited the Defense Innovation Board meeting, and what's going on there? Because innovation is one way they could get around their cost base that they have now.
Right. Well, the Defense Innovation Board, if you remember, was started by Ash Carter, the former defense secretary, and it's filled with all these Silicon Valley bigwigs. Eric Schmidt, of Google. He's the executive chairman of Alphabet, which is Google's parent company. There's Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is the famous astrophysicist, basically the Carl Sagan of our day. These guys got together and they gave a bunch of recommendations to DoD back in January, which they've already done some work on. But their newest one is creating, or they're thinking about this recommendation, creating a repository for all of DoD's information, which is a big, huge undertaking if you think about the amount of data that DoD takes in each day.
And I'm sure Google would like to host it for $1 million a week.
Oh, I'm sure they would, yes.
Sorry, Eric, but yeah, you got to ask that question. So what is the reaction of the military to that?
They would love something like that, but to actually implement something like that is almost impossible at this point, at least. You know, the Silicon Valley guys say that's not impossible because nothing's impossible for them. But to take all of the legacy systems and make sure that they're compatible with the repository, to collect all that data, get it together and put it somewhere, the cybersecurity of that one area. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist, he actually said, you know, what if this is a Library of Alexandria moment where we put all this data in one repository and then something happens to it and we lose everything?
It burns.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you have to think about backing up something that huge. And just to put in perspective how much data DoD takes in, the Air Force, just their intelligence side, each day takes in 22 terabytes of information. That's five seasons of NFL games all in one, just the video.
Well, the answer to all this is not to build some giant data warehouse or data lake, depending on the technology you like. It's really to, I think, be able to access the data you need wherever it might be using the right tools and have a virtual large data pack, but not right. Everything is literally going to be in one big giant repository. I don't think that would be possible or desirable.
Right. And you know, they're in that recommendation phase right now where they're trying to figure out what exactly this repository would mean. And that's kind of the whole point of the innovation board, is that they come up with the big ideas and then DoD has to actually figure out what to do with it.
Well, maybe some of those billionaires could kick in a few bucks and help out.
That would help.
Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out his coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.